Sichat Tzori. Torah itself, the Torah Tzivlo to Moshe, the Torah that Moshe received, was Torah 611. The Meir Sichat Tzori, Havi Anoichi, V'lo Yiyah Lecho, V'ti Agvira Shemanu. And the first two authoritative Divros, Anoichi, V'lo Yiyah, that we heard from Hashem, that's the extra two. That's how we have 613 mitzvahs. Now, Bor David, David came, Venidom Alakha Tasera. He took all these 613 mitzvahs and made them down into 11 mitzvahs. So you have to know what does this mean? We still have all the Tariyag mitzvahs. What do you need to say? Brought it down to 11. Yechsev, we dash this person, Nizmu David, we'll soon see, we'll for tomorrow, we'll soon see all the Mandiyam to one Mandiyam, Abba Charakok, has brought it down to one mitzvah. Tzadik, Vyem Menosa Yichya, we live with the Munyas and Hashem. So the person speak out that what it means to say is all these Tariq mitzvahs is a key. Each one is a key how to come to be a complete Oiva Hashem, a complete Yirei Shemayim. So at the time when Moshe gave the Torah, Christ was so great, any mitzvah, they would take it and do it b'shlemus, that would be the key to bring them to a Tzadik Gomer. But David saw and his generations know that not every mitzvah could do that. He brought them down to 11 mitzvahs. That you should work on these 11 mitzvahs mainly, that this should be the key to bring you to a Tzadik Gomer. So Baruch HaVakar, HaVakar saw, and now we're telling how much less it is, that the main mitzvah doesn't mean to leave the other mitzvahs. Of course you have to do all Tariq mitzvahs. But what's the key mitzvah that's going to bring us the day Shleimus? That's going to be Emunah in Hashem. We'll see tomorrow.
You have holding up Chof Dalit. Again, last Gemara was that the Tariq mitzvahs, Gemara says that our Torah Sivalonu Moshe, there were Tariyag mitzvahs. And the Gemara says, our Tariyag Torah is the Gematria 611. So Gemara says, Anoichi, and Lo Yiyah Lecho, V'ti Agvira Shemanu. The first two are Sazad Ibrahs, those are two mitzvahs. Really, there's a writing to the Rambam Shita. The Rambam holds that Anoichi, the mitzvah Tavamun in Hashem, that's the first one of the Tariyag mitzvahs. The Ramban, the Bahad brings down, no, Emunah is not a mitzvah. You have to have it by yourself. It's not a tzivah-like. So the Ramban answers, our Gemara says, Anoichi is one of the mitzvahs. So he learns that the Bahad learns is not to be Anoichi, but in the Lo Yiyah Lecho, there are two mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah not to have them and not to make them, not to make that very deserved. No. The Gemara says, Bor David v'midah malachat asara. David came and brought down the 613 to 11 mitzvahs. And we explained the mitzvah say, these are 11 klolim, that if you hold on to one of these klols, you'll be able to come to a tzadik gomer, you'll be able to watch yourself in the Yetzirah. So what are these 11 midas like? To see that the person that says in Tehillim, Mizma l'David, Hashem mi yogav yolech who can live in your tents, mi yishkun ha kochech who can live in your har ha-kodesh, holech tomim, he always goes between us straight, or pay al tzedek, he does actions of righteous, v'dover emes bovovo, he talks, and his truth in his heart, he doesn't say any slander in his mouth, he doesn't do anything bad to his friend, he doesn't see any embarrassment, doesn't bring any embarrassment upon his karev, his relative, somebody that's in, like disgusting in the eyes of Hashem, he also hates. In the eyes of Hashem, he hates somebody that does ra, does bad in the eyes of Hashem. But the Yisrael Hashem, yichabed. That somebody that's a tzaddik to see Rei Hashem, to that person you give respect. Nishpal Hora, he makes a shvua to make bad for him. Some say that means to like to fast, not to eat. For Lo Yomer, he doesn't change, doesn't go against his words. Kaspar Lamosan Beneshech, he does not put his money to give interest or ribbis. V'shoichat Anokil Anokach, he does not take bribery even for a truth for a clean person. Now the prophet again says, Ois Eino Layimut Yolam. Whoever does these things will never fall. So Mashmah, these things protect you from the Yetzirah. If you hold on to one of these 11 midas, it will hold you, withstand the Yetzirah. Now, the first one was Holech Tamim. He goes straight forth. That's Zeh Avram. That's the midah of Avram Avinu. The Chassid says, Hesalach Lefonai Tehei Yesamim. That Avram was a Tam, a complete. He always went after the words of Hashem. That's called Holech Tamim. Poyel Tzedek. What do you mean you do righteous actions? Could go in Abba Chilkiyah. That was a Meisim in Tainis, where everybody wanted to have the rain, see Davin, and he did a Meisim, his tefillah helped to bring down the rain. That's Peretzedek. For Dover Emes Bovovoi, you always say the truth in your heart. to going Rav Safra. Like the Maaseh with Rav Safra, so the Rivon brings down, there was a Maaseh with Rav Safra that somebody once wanted to come to buy something off him. And he was in the middle of saying Krishna, so he couldn't answer. So the person said, like, I'll pay you $100 for what the object you have. So he's in the middle of saying Krishna, couldn't answer. So the person thought that he did not want it for 100. He says, you know what, I'll give you 200. I'll give you 300. And by the time you finish Krishna, by the time the guy was up to $1,000 already. So Rav Safra said at the end, I'll sell it to you for $100. Because the first 100 you said, really I was masking to sell to you. Just I was in the middle of Krishna, I couldn't talk. So that's called, for they were emes bilvavoy. The truth that's in your heart, that's what you talk, that's what you say. Right. You not change your words. That's Yaakov Avinu. The Yisiv, it said by Yaakov Avinu, Ula Yemushen Yavi, maybe my father will feel me, and he'll see that I'm a joker, I'm a liar. Like he'll feel me, he'll see that I'm not Esav. You see, I was the meat of Yaakov, Titan Emes to Yaakov. Yaakov always spoke the truth. That's called the Rogel al Lashonai. Rashi al Lashima, Yachri Chuhu, V'yalpi Adibur. It was like she had Minash Shemayim, they told her to do it. Therefore he listened. Right. Now, Lo Yosel or Yeyu Roy, do not do anything bad to your friend. That means, Lo Yorad Li Yumnosai Chaveru. You do not go down to the livelihood of your Chaver. Now, in this Indian, there are three different categories. Certain times it's also to do it, certain times it's tam nice, and certain times just the midas chasidus. Depends exactly, this is the Gemara in Barbasa we had, exactly when is nis of Masa Gvul. Not to open up a store next to your friend's store. So here it's mashma even as midas de chasidus. You do not stand for any embarrassment over your friend, your neighbor. That means, zeh makarav es kroivoy. You are makarav yak nice, you are makarav your own chaverim, your own relatives. But you do not want to have an embarrassment in the family. Somebody went off the derech, it's not nice for the family. So you makarav him, you bring him back. Nivze b'ein of nimas, that means somebody that's a Russian, the eyes of Hashem, you also bestow hate him. Zeh chizkiyo ha-melech, this goes on chizkiyo ha-melech, shegirer atzmais oviv b'mite shechavolim, that his father was a Russia, his father brought Avodah Zorah, worshiping Avodah Zorah, so when his father died, he did not give him covered. He dragged his body along with a mita shechavolim, with a simple bed made out of strings. He did not give him respect. That's because his father was over Avodah Zorah. B'yas Yirei Hashem Yichabit, that a person that's Yirei Hashem, him you should give respect, there Yashofet Melech Yehuda, goes on Yashofet. What happened? When the Melech Yoshafat would see a Talmud Chacham, he would stand up from his chair, royal chair. On the Chabka, he would hug him, a Menashke, and he would kiss him. The Koraloi, Rebbe, Rebbe, Murray, Murray. That's why that's the cover he gave to Talmud Chacham. That's called V'yasirei Hashem Yechabed. Even the Melech Yisrael, Melech Yud was able to do this. Then, Nishba lahora v'lo yomir, you make a shvur lahora, must be something bad for yourself, but you did not abuse it, you listen to it. V'lo yomir, you did not go against your words. Kriyab Yechanan, the yomir Kriyab Yechanan, ahor b'taynis, achov l'beisi, I'll be in a taynis, I'll fast until I come home. That's called lahora, you're doing something bad for yourself, that you cannot eat. But he did this, stam was l'toivah, and he listened to it. He did not eat until he came home. Now, kaspar l'nosam b'neshach, that your money you should not lend out with ribis, with interest. So, what's the chiddush? That's a laugh at Torah, pshita. So, it says, it means to say, afilu b'ribis o b'kechavim. Even though when you lend money to a goy, midi rights it's permissible to charge him ribis, it's only by another Jew that starts the ribis. But to a goy, it's mutter. But still, mashma is an Indian, there's an Indian, there's a Mr. Chassidus, not to lend money even to a goy beribis. Because once you get used to charging interest, you'll end up doing the same thing to a Jew. So there's a mitzvah de chassidus, not even to lend money to a goy with ribis. Then v'shoichat al nokil alokach, he did not take bribery from a clean person. So going Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi, was the mice Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. So Rivam says, shoyarisoi meviloi mishaloi kredim zmanoi. His workmen, the shapecraft was working on the field, used to bring him in fruits every Friday. Today he brought it on Thursday. So he asked them, how come? She said, because tomorrow I want you to be my dayan. I want you to come to the interim for me. You be the dayan, so I want to act nice to you today. So I'm giving you the fruits a day early. So he answered back, if so, I'm puzzled to be the dayan. That's called sheikhet. Even though it's al-Naki, he's not doing anything wrong. The sharecropper has to give the fruits to his master, just to bring them a day early. So Rabbi Shmuel felt, that's also called sheikhet. Because you're doing me something nice today, I'll have to turn towards you by mishpat, and that's awesome, so you do not want to be the dayan. See, at the end of the pasuk ends off, after these 11 midos, oysa eila layimat irlam. Whoever does mashmu all these 11 midos, they will not fall, they will hold up from the Yetzara. Mashmu, if you only do a few of them, you will not save yourself. And so, kishoy rabbi gamliya magil mikra zeh, for your boichot, he started to cry when he got to this pasuk. Omri said, "Man diyavid lekulo hudalayimot. Only a person that has all these 11 midos, he will be saved not to fall from the Yetzara. Ha'achadi minayu yimot. But if you only have one midah, that's not enough. You will fall. It'll bother him. Like to save yourself, you have to be a tzaddik gomer. So Omri Lo, they said back to him, no. Miksir, does the pasuk say, Oisa kol eila? Do you have to do all these 11 midos? Oisa eila ksiv. If you do from them, which is mashma, afilu b'chadi minayu, even if you have only one of these midas, it has a cloud that will protect you from the Yetzara. You'll be another mashalim. What's the proof? Dilo temoch, even not to say like this, ksiv, there's another posik. Ksiv kroachrini. We have another posik in the Torah about tumah that says, atetamu b'chaleilu. Do not become tamei from any one of these tumas. List in the parasha all different tumas from a sheretz, from this, how you can become tamei. And it says, do not come into the Beis HaMikdash. So, Hosam Nam, you want to tell me over there, Hanageya B'chol Eilu, Hu Dimetama, you only become Tummy if you touch all the different Shrotzim, all the different Ovis HaTumah. But, V'chadi Minay Olai, if you only touch one Sheretz, you want to tell me you're not Tummy, that's not true. Elu, what do we have to answer? Elav Yachas Mikol Eila. Even though it says, Atatamu B'chol Eila, it just means with, from one of these, even though it says the word Kol. Is Ochinami V'achas Mikol Eilu. Any one of these midas will protect you, that will bring you the Shleimus, that will protect you from the Yetzara. So first, David HaMelech at his times, he felt these 11 midas, any one of them will protect you. What happened was, Boy Yeshayo, in the last future generations, Yeshayo saw Klayasa was not that great, it was not enough for any one of these 11, but rather Midah Malshesh, he brought it down to 6 midas. You have to hold on to one of these 6. The Chsiv, he has a pasuk in Shayo that says, Hulech tzedakos, he goes and does tzedakos righteous, V'dover meshorim, he talks right, Moyes bebetza, he does not take betza, the robbery, Me'ashoykos, and Noya kapov mitmoich bashoychet, he wipes off his hand from helping someone to take bribery, Oitem oznoi mishmoy adomim, he closes his ears from hearing blood, so see what that means, V'yotzim einov me'erois v'rov, and he closes his eyes not to see bad. These are 6 midas. Now, hoylech tzedakah, someone that goes and does righteous, ze avrom avinu. The Chassid it says, ki yodatev l'mana she'etzaviz bonav achrov. So, mashma, that's called tzedakah, is that you command your children, that you bring them on the right, you give them a good chinuch, you put them on the right track. That's called tzedakah. You do tzedakah with your own children. V'doiver meshorim, what does that mean? Ze'esheno in maknit p'nei chaver barabim, that you do not get your friend angry barabim. So question, what does it mean, maknit, not to get him angry? Like if you malvim p'nei chaver or pshita, that's not much one of the worst averis. So some say it means here, maknit means, even when you give your friend sechocha, like you mean just to tell him off, he's doing something wrong. Still you should not do that barabim. The Rosh says, ochet techiach, but he's so long chet. You have to do it in a nice way that you do not embarrass him barabim. So even when you want to give him techocha, still you should do it in a nice way, not barabim. Moyes bebetza. Right. Moyes, okay. Moyes bebetza miyashkais. You do not take robbery like the going of Yishmael ben Elisha. So he did not take certain money. It did not come clean money. He did not take that. Rashi says, this Rabbi Shmuel, not different. He doesn't bring down this ma'aser. Yeah. Rashi says, "Betzam yashkesh le'rotzam lita liatzma yreshes hagez sheiv le'yodim echad." Somebody brought him a present. He was a kohen, so somebody brought him Reshes Hagate to shearing off of his wool. Shebol wasn't upon him because he wanted him to be his dying. So he gave him a present, he gave him a Matnas Kun, he gave him the Reshes Hagate, even though you're allowed to do it. But again, since if he would take it, that would be nice him to be the dying towards him, he did not want to take it. Or else if he took it, he was not the dying for him. That's called Nois Pabetza. You do not like to do things that would take you the wrong way. Noya Kapov Mitzumayich Pashoichet, you wipe away your hands, push off your hands for taking Shoichet. Going to Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi. Also, Mustam, a similar Maisa. That somebody wanted to give him a present, and he did not take it because he was going to be a dying. You can't take any type of bribery. Now, you hold your ears not to hear blood. That means the loyshoma bezilusa the tumor rabban of the shosik. You should not listen to a somebody ranks out a talmud chacham. In other words, he embarrasses the talmud chacham and he becomes red, comes like he lost his blood. And the shosik, just be quiet. Does he have to be meicha? If you see somebody embarrass a talmud chacham, as color for a talmud chacham, you have to stand up and protest. And not just to be shosik. That's called oizna. Oitem oizna mishmei adamim. Kigoyin.
It's the elephant.
Kigoyin. Reb Lozer Reb Shimon. Right. That was the maestro of Reb Lozer Reb Shimon. That was a case that he had this chet like a little bit. Rashi says, the man in Bavatsiya says, when he was mace, so nofak rikshim yudnei, that a worm came out from his ear. And what happened was, they saw him in the dream, and they asked him, how come? So he said, because it once happened that I heard the way somebody embarrassed the Talmud Chacham, and I kept quiet, I didn't say anything, I wasn't Meicha. So because of that, I got back this punishment, that by his dead body, a worm came out from his ear. If you hear about it, yeah, if you're there, when somebody's ranking on the Talmud Chacham, you should stand up for him. And then, the Oitzim Eino of Mirois Baruah, he holds back his eyes from looking at bed, could Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, the young Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, zeh she'eino mistakeh v'noshim, a man that does not look at ladies, v'shor shonedes ala krisa, when they're standing by washing, when they're washing their clothing by the river, some they're not sneered, they're not dressed completely, so that you should not look at. Uksir, the pasuk says, hu meroimim yishkein, the person that does this, he'll be living up in the high places, I mean, there's a big midah of Tyre. Now, Micha came the midah malsholosh. He brought down the whole Tanyag mitzvahs into three klolim. Hold on to one of these three. Like Tifa became so low that only one of these three would help them. The pasuk says, "Higid l'chodem." We tell you, "Ma toiv," what's good for you? Umo Hashem darash mimcha. What does Hashem want from you? Kiim asoyis mishpat. That's one. He wants you to do judgment. The avas chesed, to love to do kindness. The atzno leches, go in modesty. Im Hashem lekecha. We'll soon see what that means. Asois mishpat zehadin b'noig al pidin. What the din is, that's what you're supposed to do. Everything should be al pidin Torah. Avas chesed zegmilas chasodim. Do kindness to one another. V'hatzno leches. That means v'hatzneya leches. Right. Zehoytsoyes hameis v'achnosas kala. Means even at the time when you're making a levaya, where it's public, everybody's there. Or when you're making a chasna, still things that you do should do modesty. Do not tell people you're doing the big mitzvah now. Do not show off. Do everything chasna. So, v'aloi dvorim kal v'choyma. Uma dvorim shein da'akim ha'soysim b'tzina. These things of a chasna, you do not do privately. It's done openly. Still, omru Torah fiat naleches. You do it modesty. Is dvorim shein da'akim ha'soysim b'tzina. Things of like tzedakah, that you're supposed to give privately, not for rab, not to embarrass the person. Halakas kama v'kama, you should give it to him, b'tzina, privately, modesty, and not to show off with it. Now, Chozi Yishayo came later, v'midam al shtayim, he brought it down to two. Shtemar says, Koyamar Hashem, Shimru Mishpat, listen to Din Torah, listen to Mishpat, v'yasu tzedakah, and do kindness, do tzedakah, do chesed. He brought it down to two, Mishpat and tzedakah. Bo Amos came, v'midah malachas. He brought it down to, we only have one midah that we have to hold on to. Again, of course, you have to do all tariag mitzvahs, but what you want, the key to hold you, should be one, which is, shenema akrema Hashem leves Yisrael, dirshuni v'choya. Be derish Hashem, come seek Hashem. That should be your midah. Go to seek what Hashem wants from us, and that will keep you alive. For the Gemara, how do you know it's one? Maskalor of Nachman by Yitzchok. Eima maybe dear Shuni b'chol haTorah kula. Maybe means to say be derish the whole Torah. So it's not only one midah. He meant to say seek to do all Tayag mitzvahs. So it's not one. Ela rather Baruch Habakkuk, he came the midah malachis. He brought it down. The whole Torah, there's one key to hold on to the whole Torah. Shenemar says v'tzadik b'emunasa yichya. A tzadik will live with emuna. He has to have trust. He has to have emuna in Hashem. That's our midah we have. Everything we have to have is emuna in Hashem. We have to have belief in Hashem. That whatever happens, if Hashem is doing it, it's for our good. We have to have trust in Hashem. Omer Rav Yosef Rechnina. Yeah. And that's the last midah. That's what we have to hold on to. Tzadik b'emunasa yichya. Omer Rav Yosef Rechnina. Abog Zeroys Gosa Moshe Rabbeinu Al Yisrael. In the Torah by the Klolis, Moshe said four, three different Zeroys. And Boa, he said four, and Boa, Boa Nevi'im, four Nevi'im later came, Obitlam, and they abolished them. Shneem it says in the Pasuk, Moshe says, Vayishkan Yisrael Betach Boda Dein Yaakov, that Christ will be able to sit alone, peacefully, this is the Bracha. Bo'amos Obitla, Amos came with Zubata, that Shneem it says, Chadal no Miyokim Yaakov, it'll stop this Midah that Yaakov could be by himself. Uksiva says, the Nicham Hashem Azoyes, Hashem was happy with this. In other words, it was Vana Golus that were not going to be able to sit peacefully. And Hashem was masking. Moshe Amar Uvagoyim Haim Loi Sagia. That if you go into Golus, you're not going to have peace, you're not going to have rest amongst the Goyim. Boyim Yo, V'yom, and he said like this, Holoch Le'agia Yisrael, the Christ will go and they will have rest. Even amongst the Goyim, they will be able to take it easy. Moshe Amar Poiket Ovin Ovoi Sabonim. But sometimes Hashem takes the chet, the aver of the father, and puts it on the children. And the Gemara said we once had a stira, it said, Kan the ochas midas avoisa. If the son takes after the ra, the same aver as the father does, then Hashem gives the punishment to the son because of his father. Now, boy, Yecheskel Abitli, Yecheskel came and said nothing doing. Because he, by him, the prophet says, Ha nefesh hachetas, he Thomas. Only the person that does the actual avera, he will die. And not a son should die because of the chet of the father. Moshe Amar, V'yavaratem bagoyim, that when you do the Averis, you'll go into Golas, and you'll be destroyed there. You'll be destroyed amongst the nations. But you have to know what that means. But boy Yishayo V'yamino, that's for Hoye B'yam Hu, there'll always be a Moshe Mashiach, there'll be a Leo Anavi, that you talk about Shefer Godel, about Raivdim, Eretz Asher, that there'll be a Kibbutz Golias, will never be completely destroyed amongst the Goyim. There will be a Kibbutz Golias. So, Amarav, Mistafino Mahai Kroa, V'yavaratem Magoyim. Like when he learns the Chumash, he's very afraid of this Pasuk. It's Mashma Poshet, V'yavaratem Magoyim, that Christ will be destroyed. There'll be an end to the Jews. So he was afraid. Maskala, Papa said back, no. Dilma, maybe, all Moshe meant to say was, Ki Aveda Hamas Vakeshus. It will be lost, means from Eretz Yisrael and Yishalayim. That like an Aveda, something that's lost, that's waiting to be found. The Sivet says, to isi kese oived bakesh avdecho, that you're like lost, with the master trying to find you. So don't be afraid of the Pasuk, Mevaratem Bagoyim. El Aradi was afraid me safe of the Kroah, from the end of the Pasuk, that says, V'ochla eschem eres oivechem, that your enemies will eat you up, will destroy you. So that's mashma, that it's possible for the enemies to destroy Klal Yisrael. But mashma, the Navi came and said, no, that's not possible, there'll always be a Kibbutz Golias. Maskivlo Mazutra Dilma maybe ki achilas kishur midluyim. Maybe like eat up kishur midluyim means you destroy the whole thing. No, kishur midluyim. No, maybe like eating pumpkins and cucumbers. The Rashi says they do not all grow at the same time. They grow at different places, different times. So all it means is that they'll kill a certain amount, but there'll always be some Jews left. Jews in other places will be alive. Does not mean they'll destroy them all at one shot. See, even from the faith of the Kroah, you don't have to be afraid. Now, Ukvar Hoyer, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar, Ben Azariah, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva, Malchim Adarach, these four Tanoim were walking on the road. V'shoma Kroel, they heard the voices, Ha'mone Sharoimi, of the great population of the Romans. Mi Paltia Barachot Mei of Yesamil, They heard them having their parties, they're screaming there from Paltia, which was 120 mil away. So they were making such big noises, the Romans. They were so happy there that the Jews could hear it 120 miles away. The Eschilu Baichim. So the three Tanaim started to cry. They saw how great the Romans are. They started to cry. The Kiva Masachik. The Kiva started to laugh. Omrulois, they said to Rabbi Akiva, the Vnayatza Masachik, what's so happy? What are you laughing about? You hear the Romans are so strong and great. What are you happy about? Omrulam, Rabbi Akiva said back to them, Aviatem, Ma'atem Baichim. Why are you crying? What's so sad? Omaloi, hello, little Kushim. Shemishtachim, Liatzbaim, Makatrim, Levazachovim. These goyim over here, what do? They worship the Avodah Zarah. They're mocked to the Avodah Zarah. Yoshvim, Betach, Vashkeit, they're sitting so peacefully and secure. The Onu and us, the Jews, Beis Adam Ragla, Velakenu, Sarah, Beish, our Beis Vintage is burnt. We don't have our fortified city. To Leibniskia, shouldn't we cry? So they started to cry when they saw this.